94.3 WCYY, it is Markathon. Good afternoon to you folks. Thursday afternoon, sun's going down way too early, isn't it? Just makes the night way too long. But that's all right. Beautiful day out there for you guys in here. It stays nice and crisp in the CYY studios. I got to keep it a little cooler in here to, you know, keep me awake. So we got to apologize to everybody. Got to pass out, you know, parkas and jackets and scarves for everybody coming in. Luke Bully just walking in. And it's okay. You got your suit on, so you're keeping a little bit warm there, right?
Coming from work, going back to work.
There we go. Luke Bully is here, Senior Financial Advisor, Aid Advisor for NTI Northeast Technical Institute. Online at ntinow.edu. Welcome, my friend. Welcome to the North Pole.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Northeast Technical Institute, Scarborough and Bangor, Maine. And again, online at ntinow.edu. Luke, for folks out there, talk a little bit about NTI and what's going on these days with you guys.
Well, we've got a lot of retraining coming up. We've got a lot of programs that happen quickly and efficiently. Not everybody's ready for 2 or 4 years of 4 or 5 days a week of classes, stuff like that. Yep. We also have a campus opening scheduled for January in Lewiston, which we're really excited about.
That's great. That's good. I mean, it's almost like you guys get it covered. You get Southern Maine, Central, and then up into Bangor, huh?
As Maine's only locally owned and operated career school, that is our goal.
Oh, that's nice to hear. That's a good thing, man. Yeah. Local, obviously, especially down here, big word and big terms, and it means a lot to people, you know, local business. And you know, it ties into what we're doing here with the Center for Grieving Children and local and neighbors and all that stuff. Speaking of that, on that same kind of topic, I know you guys, the whole the situation with the Bucksport Mill, I know it's hit home for you guys up there.
It has, especially in our Bangor campus. We've been working with many agencies, both at the local and state level, doing everything we can to try to be able to play our part, along with every other educational institution, to accommodate these guys and get them back into a good job and try to ease the burden of this painful closure.
Yeah. That's nice of you guys to do that. It's something that affects everybody around the state. Everybody, you hear the news, and everybody kind of cringes and kind of seems to hit everybody, you know. So it's nice to hear you guys are stepping up and looking to help out. Lots over at the website. Find out more about the financial aid. You can apply online. You can find out about all the different careers over there. Healthcare, computer technologies, truck driving training program, HVAC, and all kinds of good stuff over there. Also, you can call as well and find, right?
Anytime. We love phone calls.
800-447-1151. They're on Facebook as well, too, and Google Plus and YouTube. You know, some great informational videos over there. We appreciate you coming down here, and, you know, a little bit of a trip for you as well, too. So, but, you know, even up that way, I was talking about local before. You can feel it. You can feel the connection with Mainers looking out for each other. And when it comes to causes, and when it comes to great charities and benefits, and really appreciate what you guys are doing here with the Center for Grieving Children during Markathon.
Thanks. We had originally planned on a $500 donation, but I actually just got breaking word that so far we've raised $750, and we
fantastic.
Have an effort going between faculty, students, and staff, and our educational partners and business partners to try to double that.
Wow. Thank you guys
Thank you so much.
Thanks to everybody back at NTI. That's fantastic. We appreciate you guys doing that. You know, it's just amazing that you get so many businesses that do something and then they want to do more and they want to add on. And it's just sometimes it's like enough just isn't enough. And it's nice to see people, you know, extend and go above and beyond. It's never expected, but it's always appreciated. Thank you guys for doing that.
You're welcome.
And Leanne is here from the center. So she's getting the good news here. And
yeah.
And she's already excited to, you know, she's got the total, the tally thing going through her head there. So online at ntinow.edu, you can find out all about, jobs on there, job placement. Find out what's right for you. You can call anytime, 1-800-447-1151, and find out more. NTI in Scarborough and Bangor and soon in Lewiston as well, too.
You got it.
The L.A. area. Gotta hit it up at Roy's Burgers up there.
Yeah.
So it's another reason to get in the LA area, but I'm sure there's other reasons too. Let's go out. You got a couple tunes here. Now you are kind of kind to pass the opportunity over to friends to pick the tunes here.
Well, as preposterous as it sounds, I'd like to think that I can take credit for the increased donation. I got the word from my managing director of the increased amount, and he is the guy who I gave the ability to pick the tunes to. He is a classic rock aficionado, great coworker, great friend, and I was more than happy to give him the opportunity to pick our songs.
Awesome. Well, Explosions in the Sky, great band. I think we played them most years. We've done Markathon, just an epic sounding band, and they've been here in town, and really cool band. But we're going to start off with a guy we have played this week, a guy I was lucky to see, I think maybe about 6 months before he passed away, and pretty unbelievable, talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan, paying tribute to a guy that pretty much opened the door for him, Jimi Hendrix. It's his version of Little Wing. We appreciate it. Luke Bully of NTI, thank you so much, and happy holidays and safe travels to you.
It's a pleasure to be here and to be able to participate.
Got it.